Okay, let's see. I guess we do have a couple 3 minutes before our next break here. So if I can figure out what to do, and sometimes I can go to the next break. Oh, yes, I figured out what to do. Hi, Linda, what's on your mind?
Hi, Doctor. I wonder if you could tell me if you would recommend krill oil instead of fish oil or cod liver oil. What are the differences?
Well, it's a bit of a balancing act, ma'am. Both of them are good sources of omega-3s. The fish oil, you got to make sure it's from a wild natural source because otherwise too many omega-6 creeps into the farm-raised fish and their fish oil. Krill, it may have one other small advantage, and that is it comes from so deep in the ocean, it doesn't get the mercury and other things that fish have in them. But on the other hand, if you're working with a responsible fish oil company that gets theirs from way up in the Arctic, that doesn't have so much of the contaminants in it either. Now, the key thing is, can you get enough fish oil from krill oil? Some sources say, oh, quote, it's more effective, unquote, but that is milligram for milligram effective. I haven't yet seen studies that prove that, but that's what they're telling us. And the krill oil, the other difference is it contains, in addition to the oil, it contains what are called phospholipid molecules, and those help the EPA and DHA get absorbed better. Fish oil doesn't have these phospholipids. One can also find phospholipids in lecithin, just for example, but it's all naturally present in fish oil. So you really got to balance two things, and then there's the other one, and that's the cost. Krill oil, milligram for milligram, is more expensive than the fish oil. However, there are claims and counterclaims, and none of this is sufficiently proven scientifically for me, anyway. And the krill oil people say, well, 1 milligram of ours is better than 3 milligrams of their fish oil over there, but I haven't seen proof of that. Right now, I'm thinking a milligram is a milligram. Maybe they're thinking it's more effective because of the phosphatidylipids that are in there. The other thing to keep in mind is that if we're trying to use it for brain, well, okay, we want the EPA and DHA in both of them, which there are. But if we're trying to use it as an anticoagulant, which, by the way, fish oil and krill oil both are, the EPA component is the one that keeps the platelets from being too sticky for men, and the DHA component is the one that does for ladies. So if we're paying attention to platelet stickiness, then we want to look for either a krill or a fish oil that's higher in the E for men and higher in the D for women. That's kind of a long ramble, ma'am, but that's everything that I know that's out there right now about the two. And you'll also find, as I said, that milligram for milligram, the krill oil is usually pricier than the fish oil, which doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's pricier. So there we are.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And any difference between fish oil and cod liver oil?
Same thing, ma'am. Same thing.
Oh, okay. Well,
Good.
great. Thanks for your help, Doctor. I really enjoy your program.
Well, thank you for listening, ma'am, and thank you for calling in.